Charlotte Lam is with me in the studio. Good to see you, Charlotte.
Good to see you.
So we're talking about German tax cuts, pension overhaul and new sick leave rules.
That's exactly right. And we're doing this today because Germany's ruling coalition has agreed on a sweeping tax, labour and pension reforms. This is a breakthrough that Chancellor Friedrich Merz says is aimed at reviving the struggling economy and countering the rise of the far right. Now, Germany cut its growth forecast for this year in half after the US-Israel war on Iran triggered a spike in energy prices for industry and households. Now, Merz estimates that these reforms could almost double Germany's trend growth of a current 0.4% to 0.7% per year. Eliza Herbert takes a look at what this new package entails.
Tax relief could be on its way for German families, with the average household projected to receive up to 600 euros per year in cuts. The government announced the measure on Thursday as part of its economic reform aimed at boosting the country's flailing economy.
We are working to increase competition, enhance the flexibility of our businesses, reduce bureaucracy, preserve our welfare state, and ease the burden on workers and businesses by reducing taxes and by cutting red tape.
The so-called Programme for Revival and Employment includes roughly 10 billion euros a year in tax cuts for lower-income earners, to be funded mainly by raising the top tax rate from 45% to 47% for earners with incomes above 280,000 euros. Medical certificates would be required for workers from the first day of sick leave, and changes to the pension system would be adopted, including gradually raising the retirement age beyond 67. The CEO of Deutsche Bank has called it a decisive first step. The government also said it would be investing in its export-oriented economy with a new trade strategy to see off competitors such as China.
In strategically important sectors such as infrastructure or defence, we rely on European production, in other words, local content. Our stance is clear. We want open trade, but we refuse to accept that others are not playing by the rules and are using unfair means to destroy our jobs and business models.
Alice Weidel of the far-right Alternative for Germany party derided the package, calling it left-wing redistribution. But analysts say the reform highlights the coalition's ability to compromise and that it has the potential to eventually grow Europe's largest economy.
Well, Charlotte, we're staying in Europe, and judges at the European Union's top courts have dismissed an appeal by Google.
That's right. Alphabet, this is the parent company of Google, has lost its long-running fight against a 4.1 billion euro fine and will now have to pay up. This case has been tangled up in the courts since the European Commission first imposed the fine back in 2018 over agreements that the company forced phone manufacturers to pre-install Google Search, Chrome and Play Store on Android devices while blocking them from using rival versions of Android. The EU's General Court trimmed that fine to 4.1 billion in 2022 after Google challenged the original penalty. Google then took it one step further, appealing to the EU Court of Justice, but Thursday's ruling is final, with no possible appeal possible, and it's likely just to embolden Brussels' broader crackdown on big tech.
And Charlotte, if there was a wedding at New York's Madison Square Garden for a certain pop star this weekend, that would definitely be racking up some big bucks, wouldn't it?
It certainly will. Now, Forbes is saying that the potential wedding of singer Taylor Swift and American footballer Travis Kelce could cost at least $20 million, putting it on par with fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos' Venice wedding last summer. Luxury planners have guessed up to $1 million each for lighting and flowers at a venue that size. And because the MSG is a union house, that means labor costs more than a private venue hire would. These are just some of the figures to consider. And then, of course, there's the Swiftonomics of it all, a real term economists now use because of her concerts and general presence, tends to boost the local economies wherever she goes, and she reportedly gives out bonuses to staff and tips generously. So if we think of all of that, if we shrink that all to one weekend, one venue, but multiply the intensity, New York's hospitality industry could receive a very nice tip this weekend. Well, Speaking of wedding bells, we'll now go to the closing bells and get you across Thursday's market wrap. European markets closed broadly higher Thursday, with Frankfurt leading gains up 2.616%, while London rose to 1.67%, a strong session across the continent, as almost every major index in the region finished in the green. Now, in the US, most stocks rising after the latest update on the job market suggested the Federal Reserve may feel less pressure to hike interest rates. But more swings for chip stocks and other winners of the AI boom are keeping these indexes mixed. The S&P 500 has fallen, but the Dow Jones is up 1.14 and the Nasdaq composite 0.8 after erasing an early gain. That's all your business news. We'll have more on our website.